Welcome back to another episode of Discussions. It is your host, Destiny, aka Des. Y'all, it's so fucking hot outside today. I don't know why I'm in the house and not outside finding something to do with my life, but I don't know. It's 80 something degrees and I just can't get myself to actually go outside. I'm hot as hell just recording this. Usually my room is cold as fuck, but I decided to record somewhere else and it's hot as fuck in this part of the house because it's on a higher level. And Jesus, they do not lie when they say the heat rises. But anyways, today's segment, y'all, I've been waiting all week to talk about this because we all know somebody like this, whether it's a girl or a boy or a person, like it don't matter, we all know somebody like this. Because my personal experience with this certain type of person, I've had it with women. I've seen it in men, but I just kind of, my expertise lies within what I've seen from women. I'm going to be talking from that standpoint, but it really does apply to anybody, regardless of gender, sex, race, whatever. This applies to anybody because anybody could be this type of person, but this is just who I have experience with. So, but today I'm going to be talking about pick-me's, and y'all all know what a pick-me is, a man or a woman or a person who wants the attention of the opposite or same sex so badly that they're willing to throw that fellow person under the bus. It's kind of like they find empowerment in talking down on other girls. I'm not like you other girls. I don't need makeup to get a man. I'm not like you other girls. I can cook and clean and keep my man. I'm not this. I don't have to go out to the clubs. I just find solace in being home with my man. Do you find empowerment in saying these things? Do you want a cookie for saying these things? Are you better than the next woman for saying these things? And do you think that saying these things and doing these things are going to keep a nigga or a bitch or whoever you with? Who cares? You could be the best cook, the cleanest bitch, and you could be the best at having sex with your nigga, but that's not going to stop them from doing whatever they want to do. Actually, let me run it back. It's not going to make you better than the next bitch. I don't understand. From the dawn of time, I just don't understand why people think that saying these statements or thinking that you're better than girls because you do certain things that other girls can't. I just don't know why that makes you think that one, you're going to keep a man, and one, that you're better than the next girl. Come on now. We've all had experience with dudes. You could be the best cook. Okay. You could be the cleanest girl. Okay. You can have the best vagina. But at the end of the day, they're going to do them. Nothing keeps a nigga loyal other than a nigga wanting to be loyal. Or nothing keeps a bitch loyal than a bitch wanting to be loyal. Nothing keeps a person loyal than them wanting to be loyal. Come on now. I done seen the best of people in every way. They have good heart. They have everything. They have all the attributes that you would want in a person. I done seen that person get shattered. It didn't happen to me. I'm not perfect, but, you know, I was everything I needed to be for my ex, and he still broke up with me. That didn't stop him from doing whatever he was doing and texting whoever he was texting. So imagine if I was one of them bitches running around saying that I don't do this, and I don't do this, and I can keep my man by doing this and doing this and doing this, putting the dick on a pedestal. And then that sad nigga broke up with me. And then I'll be looking dumb as hell. Like, oh, hold on. Bitches probably think, like, if you follow me on social media and if I was one of those people who did that, then they'd probably look like, okay, you look dumb as hell right now. Because I would look dumb as hell right now. What gratification do you get from putting other women down? Don't y'all also find it a little weird if you... I know that having female friends can be messy, but if you want to brag about the fact that you don't have female friends and you're okay with just being around your nigga all day, that's kind of not good. That's kind of not healthy. Because at the end of the day, they about to go hang out with their mans. That they about to go hang out with them. They're not about to just hang out with you 24/7. So what accomplishments do you feel by just sitting under your man and bragging about it? That's not healthy. It doesn't make you different. Pick me culture is so fascinating to me because it's really just another example of how traditional misogynistic gender roles are always pitting women against each other and using it as another tool to punish women for not having certain traits that other women have. I know I'm not the best cook. I know I'm not the prettiest female. I know I don't have the best body. But if I was that girl, if I did have it all, the apex of womanhood, I'm not about to sit up here and make people feel bad because they don't got it. Or they're not there yet. Because it's not going to make me a better person. Now people looking at me like I'm an asshole. Of course you're going to have little dick riders. You're always going to have those no matter where you're at. But is it really going to make you a better person? I don't know. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with treating your significant other right. I don't want that to be misconstrued with this. Ain't nothing wrong with treating your significant other good. Like, if y'all have that relationship, be my guest. Cook for them, clean for them, do whatever you need to do, look cute for them. It don't matter what y'all do. But if you feel like you gotta tear somebody down in the process of doing that, then fuck you. Fuck them. Fuck the relationship. Go do what y'all do. Nobody really give a fuck about y'all, honestly. I can't stress that enough. Because it just irritates me. It really just irritates me. Like, pick me culture is so annoying. I knew a girl my first couple years of school. And that girl just swore, y'all, I don't drink. I don't go to the clubs. I'm just a humble girl. I just lay up under my neck. I can't be friends with females. You females are weird. You females are da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But my thing is, come on now. As black women, we already are facing a ridiculous amount of adversity in this world. We have everybody against us, even black men. We don't need to be against each other. We don't need to be making each other feel guilty or tearing each other down. We don't need to be doing that because we already have the world doing it to us. So we need to have some type of bond. It's possible. I have some of the best friends in the world. And I enjoy having them. And they're there for me when them little niggas, they're there for me during. But at the end of the day, when I no longer have them little niggas, I have them. And I think a lot of people need to realize that it all goes into value and friendship, which is going to be a whole nother thing. Friendship is going to be a whole nother thing with me because who, child. But it's okay to value a friendship. And it's okay if you are in a relationship. It is okay. I know they be like, you know, Beyonce, you know, cater to you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. That's not my, if you in a relationship, go be happy. I don't care. But I'm just talking about pick-me's and how they feel the need to condescend. That's not right. Do you think that being a good girl means that you're going to get, you're deserving of the perfect man sent from God himself? Is that what a pick-me culture is? Is a good girl mentality? Because you did everything right, the right way, or you waited to do this, or you don't do this, you're not a wild child, you're a God-fearing woman. Does that make you a superior choice when it comes down to a man picking who they want and a woman? No. He's going to want who he's going to want. He can want the bitch that's completely opposite of you. Or he can want the bitch that's the same as you. No matter what, he don't want you. He want the next girl. We got to stop projecting that into young girls that if you're the good girl, gets the good guy. First of all, that shouldn't even be your main focus, getting the good guy, being a married girl, being this is about getting your shit together, getting your money together, and going out to this world and ruling this motherfucker. That's what girls' first priority should be. Getting our shit together so we could be successful. And if a nigga come, he comes. But if not, shit, we still on our grind. That's me to be teaching our young girls. Honestly. I'm just saying. Why put the extra effort into talking down on any women in your life that's not you? I don't get it. Aisha Curry used to do it. Now look at her. doing the same thing that she used to talk down on women for doing. Posting the pictures in bikinis. But that used to be a problem. I'm all for it, girl. You look good. Shit. You married to the man of your dreams. Go for it. Dude, dress how you want to dress. But then again, you was that same girl on Rihanna Fenty's internet shaming the girls for doing that, for showing their bodies. I don't know. I swear I never go out. Parties are not my thing. I'm just a low-key girl. Just low-key. I don't need to go out. I don't need to go to the parties. Who the fuck? Like, what? If you're a homebody, just you like to be at home? Okay, who cares? I got friends who like to stay at home all the time. Me. And I got friends who buck wild. Go act a fool at the party. Okay. Respect them both. Do what you do, girl. Do what you do. Okay? Jesus. Like, you think a community who has so much adversity against them, you'd think that they'd be together in some way, shape, or form. But damn. It's hard to get that. Shit. It's hard. It's annoying. Because I just want to know what you gained. So now you live a life where you're stuck with your nigga. You ain't got no friends. If you and him fall out, who do you go to? Because you made this nigga your first and your only, your main priority. Now, where do you stand? Where do you stand? Alone as hell. I hate pick me culture. I've always hated it. I hate seeing it. This generation, y'all so entitled. Y'all just, I hate when people say, you know, y'all do this and y'all do that. Y'all weird. Y'all, blah, blah, blah. I do hate this. So I'm going to hold accountability for the whole generation, not just y'all. But as a generation, we are weird. We are really weird. Our expectations are so just out of this world that we just, I don't know what is wrong with us. We just think that we need to have it together by, we need to have a perfect nigga, the perfect house, the perfect car, the perfect education. We need to have all that by 23, fucking around with y'all. I just don't see how y'all is 23 and still living with y'all mama house. Get it together, be more independent. What do you gain out of saying that? We all young, we all dumb. Come on now. It just something that just, it really been on my mind. I'm just tired of seeing it. Like, if you're a nice girl, okay. Shit, girl, be nice. Fuck it. What are you gaining? I guess it's just how people. So based off what people see, I don't know. It's even hard to talk about because I really can't relate. I can't picture it. I don't know. Like, remember when Amara de la Negra was like, a man's house is a reflection of the woman he's with. Food for thought. Being pretty is just a bonus with me. Like, girl, come on now. I'm pretty sure that nigga. Come on. Back to my whole little Aisha Curry thing. I finally remember what the thing that she had said, talking about everybody's into barely wearing clothes these days, huh? Not my style. I like to keep the good stuff covered up. But now you on internet with your bikini showing all your goods. So you say, keep it covered up then. Come on now. Keep it covered up then. It's not a pissing contest. We're not here for that. You're really not. So get over yourself, honestly. If you find that you have a pick me type nature within you, you need to get over yourself. And I don't want to seem like I'm coming off like as a bitch, because I feel like that's how I'm coming off. I feel like I'm coming off aggressive. Like, my message is like I'm dogging him, but I'm not trying to dog him. I just want people to realize that you gain nothing. I can't stress that enough. You gain nothing at all. Shame another woman for their choices, whether it's the way she dressed, her sexual behavior, or sexual liberation, whatever she practices. It's, I feel like y'all, the pick me's, y'all specialize in upholding the sexist double standards. If a woman is holding her own, no, let me reiterate that. We could do whatever the fuck we want. It's our bodies, it's our lives, it's our choices. As long as we're confident within ourselves and we're respecting ourselves and we're holding ourselves accountable, then that's all that matter. Fuck what you got to say about it. Because I could be a sex worker right now. I could be a prostitute and have the best man in my corner supporting me. You could be the perfect girl and still getting fucked over and over again. You could be wife material and still getting fucked over and over and over again. I mean, it could happen. I've seen it happen. Not with a sex worker, but just I've seen it happen. Or like, you know how on My 600 Pound Life, they be having their boyfriends, you know, clean them up and cooking the food. And bitches be like, you know, she got, how the fuck she get him? And look at me. It's like, look, she got him and look at you. You like, and I'm not saying in a joking matter. I'm not saying, because I know how, you know, we be joking and shit on Twitter. Like, damn, what about, you know what I'm saying? I get the joking nature of it all. But I'm talking about bitches who really be like, bitches who really look at that like, damn, she got him. What about me? I got the perfect body. I got the perfect attitude. Why the fuck I ain't got no nigga but this 600 pound bitch got her nigga? Shit, she doing something right to keep that man. He want her. Shit. Y'all gotta stop letting these niggas just completely take over your life, because life is about more than that. So much more to life. And I'm glad that I understand that. When I got into my relationship, yeah, there was moments of weakness. I was like, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, got me a nigga. I want to be with my nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, I just know my nigga. Mm-mm. Like, I even regretted spending my summer talking to my ex-boyfriend when I could have been out there having fun when I was at Howard. And ever since that experience, I'm like, I'm not gonna let that happen again, nigga. You ain't about to. No nigga not about to stop me from having fun. If you can be mad, you're gonna have to be mad. Sorry. I just seen this thing talking about some females body count over 6, go out to club and don't know how to fix a plate and yet expect a man to marry them. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. And watch them get the man to marry them, bitch. Look at you, still doing whatever, I don't know. That shit just, oh my God, it irritates me. Y'all ain't God, y'all ain't, I don't know, y'all not superior, I'm over it. But that's, y'all, that really, it's been bothering me for a couple of days, and I've been meaning to record this because I know I'm not the only one who witnessed these motherfuckers out there. I know I'm not. It's crazy because my sister-in-law actually sent me something about this. I told her I was doing the segment on Pick Me's, and she had seen something on Facebook about this girl who was snapping, and she had sent it to me. And I found it real interesting because it tied up everything that I had, you know, I wanted to talk about. So she basically just said a lot of women's ego and sense of self-worth is in their pussy and things that they can do to keep a man happy. They want to feel like they got the best in the world. They feel like they have something that nobody has. You don't. Your ability to care for a man and treat him like a child can be done by any pick me in a 5-mile radius. Your pussy works like a pussy should. Your head can be good, but so can the next bitch. Other women have stoves, food, and can cook and clean too. When you have this spirit of thinking you have something other women don't, especially when it isn't rooted in creativity, you set yourself up for all types of toxic thinking, feeling, and behavior. Jealousy and envy, competing and losing yourself, your pride and your dignity can all arise from this mode of thinking.
and you'll constantly make a fool of yourself trying to outdo the next. You will constantly compete and be against other women. A lot of y'all have this toxic and egotistical mindset. The point is just to be yourself, to be the best you, to just be. If you're that great, it will show in ways that you won't have to compete or tear others down for people to see your greatness. And I 100% agree. People are going to see our greatness. That's going to radiate off of us. Our greatness is going to radiate off of us. You don't have to prove shit to anybody. You don't have to prove that you're the best looking. You don't have to prove that you have the best body. You don't have to, because at the end of the day, you have it. Fuck what the next person got to say. Fuck what the next nigga got to say. Fuck what the next bitch got to say. They're not contributing to your life in no way, shape, or form. They're not paying any bills. They're not satisfying you. If they are, you can find better just like they do. It is okay. And it's not worth tearing down other women. It's just not. I feel like the sooner ladies learn that, the happier we'll be. The more united we'll be. But anyways, I hope everybody's out there staying safe, because literally the whole city of Detroit is in Atlanta right now, and that second wave about to hit us like a motherfucker. So please continue to be safe. Wear your gloves, wear your mask, get your hand sanitizer. Don't be around big ass parties. It ain't worth it, because the United States is not equipped for a second wave of coronavirus. We're barely equipped for the first wave. So please continue being safe. I will see you guys next week. We are getting closer and closer to our finale date. I cannot wait until the finale of Discussion Season 1, because y'all, I'm going to go off about some shit that I've been wanting to go off since I recorded this first episode. So stay tuned to that. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, anything you're listening to this on, please leave me a rate and review. Your feedback helps me improve my show. You guys can tell me what I need to do better, if I need to expound on subjects more, if I need to have a more, you know what I'm saying? Just whatever you feel like I could do better on the show, don't be afraid to let me know. I can take constructive criticism well, especially when it comes to me putting my stuff out there and making sure that my audience can relate in some way, shape, or form. So please leave me a rate. Please leave me a review. I really do appreciate it. It helps me a lot. The little reviews that I have gotten, they really have helped me. And I cannot wait to see you guys next week. Or maybe this week I might do a double upload because I've been slacking. I don't know yet. Tell you guys about my little room transformation because I might need some help. Don't even get me started. But anyways, I hope you guys have a nice and safe week. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Discussions.